Here's what you need to know about Rob Martinez. He's a big guy, grew up in Chicago, big smile, stay-at-home dad, pop culture nut, loves Christmas. And what Rob Martinez loves most about Christmas is Christmas music.
I'm over 2,000 albums. The exact count of songs was 33,037 songs.
33,000 tracks of holiday cheer on any instrument you can imagine.
Bagpipes, banjos, rubber bands, power tools, factory steam whistles.
And a few dozen languages.
English, Spanish, German, French, Swahili, Yiddish.
Anyone up for jingle bells in Arabic? As a collector, Rob is an obsessive, like Indiana Jones, but for Christmas music. Despite those 33,000 tracks, though, he was missing something. See, for every collector, there's a holy grail, the thing so rare it's impossible to find or impossible to afford. For baseball nuts, it's the 1909 Honus Wagner card. For superhero geeks, Action Comics number 1, Captain Ahab, the White Whale. For Rob Martinez,
Vaughn Meter, St. Nick Visits the White House.
And how long have you been looking for it?
13 years.
A single from 1963 by comedian Vaughn Meter, one of the rarest Christmas records in the world. It was love at first sight. The moment he found it on page 218 of the Goldmine Christmas Record Price Guide, he knew he had to track it down. But to find out why Rob became obsessed with this record, we need to take a quick detour back to 1962 to tell the tale of a presidential impersonator.
That's a great story.
That's Syracuse University professor of television and pop culture, Robert Thompson.
Story of the fleeting nature of fame and success and recognition, and in many ways the tragedy of Vaughn Meter, as kind of mythologized as it's become, is perhaps the greatest legacy he's left behind.
Now, Meter was a comedian and musician knocking around clubs in the 1950s. According to Thompson, he wasn't bad, but he never really found that breakthrough moment. That is, until a charismatic Massachusetts senator named John F. Kennedy came to the White House.
This was a president absolutely ripe to be satired by comedians, and Vaughn Meter was the perfect guy to do it. He didn't have to do that much to his voice to make a pretty credible impression.
That I say a raise from 25 to 35 is not completely out of accord when compared with the current financial deficit on hand. Now, I trust that answers your question about your weekly allowance, Caroline.
That's Vaughn Meter as JFK. In 1962, he released a sketch comedy album gently satirizing the Kennedys called The First Family. People, well, they loved it. The First Family became the fastest-selling album of all time. Meter did Ed Sullivan, had profiles in Time and Life magazines, won the Grammy for Album of the Year. And then he released another Kennedy album that sold pretty well, too. He was on top of the world. Successful as it was, by late 1963, Meter was making plans to get away from his JFK shtick to work on broader political satire.
I think already there were indications that probably he was turning out in the general public to be a one-trick pony.
But Christmas was coming, and Meter and his label Verve Records decided to release two more Kennedy tracks on a record called St. Nick Visits the White House. It was released in November 1963. Actually, just a few days before November 22nd, 1963. In a flash, the nation lost its president, and suddenly, we didn't feel like laughing at Camelot anymore.
Needless to say, the last thing in the world one was going to be looking at is, Vaughn Meter making fun of the now dead president on the Joey Bishop show. That simply wasn't going to happen then, and it wouldn't happen today.
Meter's records were quickly pulled from the shelves, including that holiday single. Appearances were canceled. Subsequent non-Kennedy albums all tanked. He hit the skids, got into alcohol and drugs, eventually went back to his home in Maine, where he died in 2004. Given all the darkness that surrounds this story, I had to ask our collector, Rob Martinez, a question.
Isn't it a little macabre, I guess, to be collecting something that has so much baggage?
Well, part of the reason I love Christmas music and why I collect it is because I want to find those lost records that have slipped through the cracks. You know, think about it. The Kennedy assassination, there's been so much written about it, documented, filmed, audio, whatever. And this is a part of it that I think it's part of the story. You know, this is a historic record because, you know, this was, in essence, Von Meter's final Kennedy-related item.
Ultimately, Rob says the search for this rare recording was about preserving something the world never really got to hear, created by a man who owned American culture for a time. As far as Rob is concerned, this is about saving a little piece of recorded history. Not that he was getting anywhere with the search. When Rob discovered St. Nick visits the White House in 2000, he got a little obsessed. Even told his wife, Anne, that if he ever found the record, he'd give up collecting forever. Now, this is the point where our tale becomes a detective story.
In 13 years, it never showed up once anywhere.
And Rob would know. He is thorough.
Not on a Napster or file sharing site, not on eBay, a record show, not at a record store, not at a record, you know, website. Nobody had this.
He says nobody in the close-knit Christmas collecting community had it either, though they were searching. He didn't even know what the album art looked like.
I was starting to be convinced that this is a urban legend. This record does not exist.
A year went by, then became 2 years, then five, then eight. Nothing. He did see it pop up on eBay just once, and he missed it. But it gave him hope that the record was real, and that sale made him a little mad.
This guy has it. Why hasn't he posted it anywhere? Can I contact this person?
5 more years went by without a sign of St. Nick visits the White House. But then, finally, mercifully, a break in the case.
Earlier this year, a gentleman who sold records out of his house was going through a stack, apparently, and found it. He Googled St. Nick visits the White House. 2 articles came up during the search.
One of those articles was about Rob. The other was written by Rob. They got in touch, and the guy's son agreed to meet him in a mall parking lot in Northwest Indiana. Rob was over the moon about this, but he had no idea if the record was legit, if it had the cover, if it even played. But he made the 2-hour trip and took a tape recorder with him.
It's 12:20. I just arrived. I have not heard from my rendezvous guy, so I'm starting to worry a little bit. I'm a wreck. I just have to sit and wait.
Rob sits for what he says feels like an eternity. The seller is late. Eventually he calls, says he got confused by the time zones. Finally, he arrives. Rob gets out of the car and meets the guy while wearing his trademark Santa hat, the kind with antlers poking out of it. The guy doesn't want their conversation recorded, but Rob says they made a little small talk. He got the guy down on the price, and finally, he made the deal.
I have it. I got it. I'm sitting here with a 45 in my hand that I've been searching for 13 years for.
What you'll hear next is very loud, very startling, and very, very happy.
I'm opening the door.
So, what does a Holy Grail sound like anyway? Well, luckily, the record played all right after Rob took it home, digitized it, cleaned it up, and now we're happy to share a little bit of it with you. Possibly the first time, as far as we know, this record has been heard widely in 50 years.
You must be Santa Claus.
Well, who were you expecting? The Jolly Green Giant? Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho yourself.
By the way, little boy, shouldn't you be in bed?
I'm not a little boy. I am President of the United States.
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho yourself. I am President. Look, I'll prove it. Hey, everyone, come in here.
Nobody's listening to you.
That should prove I'm President.
All right, you proved it. But personally,
so, Rob did get his Holy Grail, the thing that, if he ever found it, he'd give up collecting forever. After all this, I really just had one more question for Rob. What do you do when you get the thing that you've always wanted?
Oh, there are other Holy Grails. And there are other things that I can look for. And actually, my wife had a talk with me the other night. Said, Rob, as long as you're not spending money on cigarettes, it's okay.
That is surely the only permission he needs. For WBOY News, I'm Sean Beter.